What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Good morning, millennials. Welcome back to The Morning Toast. Happy Monday. Hope everyone had an amazing, active, fun, blessed weekend. I know I did. Yes. I know you did.
Yes, we both really had such active, fun, and blessed weekends.
We were like literally just spreading the steamy vibes transatlantically.
Yeah, continentally.
Much better word. Yes, thank you. Continentally.
Considering neither of us trans the Atlantic.
I didn't?
No, you didn't cross the Atlantic. You crossed the continent.
You transcontinental.
Transcontinental. She went to Las Vegas.
I went to Las Vegas for 15 hours. You guys, I'm so dead. No regrets, because like I said, I don't know if I've mentioned this to you. We're living in a post-pandemic world. Do not look for me. I don't want to be found. So it was a lot, but I had so much fun, you know, hanging with the gals. And I'm broken on the inside, but I kind of look like stunning today. So
you
it's
really
okay.
It's that sweater. That's a really great color for you. The Pliny vibes always just bring out the brightness in everyone.
I agree. And I know you guys are thinking, there is a heat wave hitting the Eastern Seaboard. Why are you wearing a wool sweater? Our studio is freezing. Mm-hmm. Freezing. So it's really hard for me to dress like as someone who walks to work in 82 degree and climbing heat, but who also sits in an icebox for an hour.
No, it's so crazy. And I got the weather this morning from Weatherman Snitch. I don't know if you saw her Instagram stories, but she was letting everyone know the weather, which I actually found really helpful. So I dressed for a heat wave, like sort of just wearing a matching short set. You guys will see it in the post show picture. But yeah, now I'm cold and hot at the same time.
It's really rough. We're sending love to anyone who is experiencing this heat wave. I was watching the local news last night before the Olympics because I was like so excited.
We're going to talk about it. Don't worry.
And oh my God, they were like really like fear mongering. Like it is really scary, of course, because like power can go out in a heat wave and it's really not healthy for, you know, people to be outside for that long. So I'm just taking the advice of my local news anchor and I'm staying inside.
Yeah. And I know that's going to be really hard for you.
As someone who's so like I said, active.
And outdoorsy.
Outdoorsy. Yeah. It's going to be hard for me, but I do think I need to do what's best for my body.
100%.
So don't forget to stay inside. And Con Ed is like really, everyone's just fear mongering. Like it's a heat wave. It's not a hurricane. Like everyone, all the texts, like we're preparing for an outage in your area. Like chill.
Oh, I didn't get any texts like that.
You didn't?
Yeah. No.
There's something about the local
news will have you fearing everything.
No. And when you live in New York right now, like it's just not the best time for New York. Like lots of crime. There was literally a tourist shot in Times Square yesterday. Like it's really easy for the local news to make you feel scared because there's a lot to be afraid
of.
They
don't have to try very hard. Right? No, they just have to report the news.
Literally.
Well, I'm glad to hear you had a good weekend.
I did. I mean, I went to Vegas and then I literally got back on Friday. So I had like the whole weekend ahead of me, you know?
Yeah, that's a great amount of time to recover.
So I landed at 8 o'clock and I went home. I showered. I got into bed. My chicken teriyaki arrived and I watched night one of the U.S. Women's Olympic trials for gymnastics. And I swear to God, I don't think I've ever been so happy in my whole life.
Wow.
There's something about when you're someone who is really a homebody pre-COVID, post-COVID, during COVID. There's something about when you are forced to leave your home and then you make the return. I don't even know if there's an adjective to describe it. It's joyous.
No, and it's absence makes the heart grow fonder. Like you're always fond of your home, but then when you leave and come back, it just hits that much harder.
Like I wish for you all, like the happiness that I felt in that moment, like clean hair. I had like, it was a big trip and I was excited about it, but it was a lot of work, you know, 6 hours there, 6 hours back. It was all behind me.
Yeah.
And that glee, I don't even know the word. It was so splendid.
I think it's really a contentment on par with inner peace.
I feel like contentment is like satisfaction. It was beyond satisfaction. It was literally like miraculous, magical. Like I don't even know the word.
Wow, that sounds amazing. I had the opposite experience when I returned home yesterday because I was so fucking unwell. Like this migraine just took hold of me. grasped at my brain and still hasn't let go. And
so
it's
sorry.
Just so unfair.
It's so unfair.
And it's like, it's,
why are you being punished?
I don't know.
And, having
and
a good
time. Of course,
time.
Like I barely drank, like, you know, grandma of the weekend.
Grandma.
And I don't think anybody suffered as much yesterday
yeah.
as I did. So now I'm starting to think like maybe it's not necessarily alcohol is just like physical exertion, but I'm a pretty like
active
outdoorsy person.
Do you get a migraine when you do like a Peloton run?
No. 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 I don't know. I definitely have some.
You know what?
I have some A-B testing to do.
This sounds like a case for a doctor.
No, and I have a doctor. It was just like, it wasn't my time, you know?
It's so sad. I'm so sorry.
But yesterday I started the Redheads book because the episode drops on Thursday, The Nature of Fragile Things by Susan Meisner. And all the Redheads have been chatting because we're all reading it and we all love it. So
oh, good.
It's a win and I'm happy for Bex because it's a Bex choice. And she's had some rough choices.
When is the Deandra's choice coming up on the podcast?
Deandra will be choosing next month. Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Also, I started Malibu Rising on the plane. I was just like not in a place to read. Like I couldn't get through. Like I got through like two chapters. Like it was good. But, like if I'm not in a mood to read, like you, no, even the best book in the world, even, you know, The Art of War, like nothing could make me want to read if I'm just not in the mood.
I understand. But so you weren't in the mood.
And no,
not
at
all.
And
it didn't make you in the mood.
No, not at all. And so I brought my Kindle all the way to Vegas for like literally nothing.
Your Kindle weighs 0.0003 pounds.
It was annoying because I also had an iPad, and even though I had TSA pre-check, if you have two electronics, like, you have to take one out. So it was, like, it was a burden.
Okay. Okay.
It was a burden.
Sounds like you're being dramatic yet again.
100%.
And also, like, say you had been stranded, like, no Wi-Fi, like, you would be so glad you had your Kindle. It's for emergencies.
That's true.
Also, what percent were you in Malibu Rising?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, just curious. Because I finished that. It was really good. But I think said that.
It's definitely good. But it was like a turn up weekend. Like, what am I doing with my Kindle?
No, I understand. You but know? Sometimes, you know, contrast is everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
We have an amazing show for you guys today. Of course, we have the Fast Five. We've got to talk about the Olympics. I also have a lot to talk about in TV recap because I did bring my iPad on the plane. And I started the new season of Too Hot to Handle. And I finished the entire season of Working Moms. And I just have like a lot to say.
Okay. I almost started the new season of Too Hot to Handle. But it's episodic. And I just feel like those cliffhangers are going to get to me. And I want to watch it all together.
It's so annoying.
But we'll see. I've been seeing a lot of stuff about it, so maybe I'll watch episodically. You never know.
Well, they dropped four episodes. It's not like they dropped one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was on the second
one,
I think.
That wasn't made clear to me. It said new episodes weekly. Like, I think one a week.
I think they batch it, like, a week.
Oh, that's cute. Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe, is it as good as season one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a great show.
I didn't mean to ask you such a difficult question.
You know what? I get it so confused with Love is Blind. Like, I really do. And to me, like, even if the next season of Love is Blind is so good, it's never going to be as good as that first season because the Mark and the Jessica, like, there was just so, it was so good.
Yeah.
And then I got confused for a second. But Too Hot to Handle is good no matter what. They just cast, like, really great people.
Yeah. Okay, cool. I'm excited. My content plate is runneth over, but
me
I feel
too.
Like I've been catching up on the content. I really do.
Me too. And as of this week, like, I'm going to be really good catch up on all the content. I'm so behind on, like, New York Housewives. But then I'm also going to take on this journey of Love Island starting today, right?
I don't know if it starts today, but
or tomorrow.
I love Love Island.
I just want to be a part of something, you know, and everyone's watching it.
You will definitely feel a part of something because it's on every night. And so, like, you'll never feel alone.
I know. That is a lot.
Yeah.
Every night, like Saturdays and Sundays?
No. It's like 5 days a week.
Okay.
I think it starts Sundays. They take off like 2 days, whatever.
Okay.
You'll figure it out.
Yeah. I'm also so behind on Shaw's of Sunset, but whatever.
Things happen.
Things happen. People change.
There's so many shows out there.
So many shows.
Yeah.
And we have to talk about all of them.
We do have to talk about all of them. But before we get into the Fast Five, I just want to send love to everyone in Surfside in Miami, the building that collapsed there. I've been following it all
Me
weekend.
Too.
It's such a sad, tragic story.
It's really, really upsetting. And it's like, what are the, it's like the most one in a million type of thing to happen.
It's so horrific. And so I just want to, I've been praying.
Yeah.
Just thinking about it so much. And so we would be remiss if we didn't mention it.
It's so sad.
Mm-hmm.
And every time, like, I check for an update, it's just, like, there's no good news. Like,
No, there is not.
But
there
we're super hopeful.
But praying for a miracle.
The Mexican and Israeli, like, special forces have arrived. I'm just hoping that it helps.
Yeah.
It's really sad. But we're going to do what we do here and take our minds off of it for a little bit and deliver.
The Fast Five stories that you need to know before you wake up and take a bite out of your morning toast.
Sorry, I'm just running my tongue over my smooth, delicious, bruised teeth.
Ooh, yum.
Yum, yum, yum. Feels so good.
So I'm assuming today's episode is brought to you by Bruges.
Why would you say that?
Because you just mentioned it. And I just want to say, so I got the new Bruges in the mail, the Mauve, which leaves me now with two Bruges. So I have a travel Bruges now. So I don't even have to unpack. So I brought my travel Bruges to this weekend. And not only was like my sickening Mauve Bruges just like sitting there waiting for me.
Really,
but like,
glamorizing the rental.
I felt like so orally
sound
superior.
Yeah.
Due to having a Bruges this weekend.
I'm so happy for you.
Like, my dental hygiene did not suffer for 1 second, as you would think it would
on a girl's trip.
On a girl's trip.
Well, today's episode is brought to you by Bruges, and if that wasn't a sell enough, I'll sell it for you more. The Bruges is the best electric toothbrush on the market. One, because it works so well, very effective. And two, it is the most affordable. A lot of electric toothbrushes can go up to $200, which is a little nuts. But the Bruges comes with 6 unique modes to customize your brushing experience. The battery life lasts 4 weeks. It comes with a magnetic charging stand and, like Jackie said, a very compact travel case. They also offer a subscription program so you never forget to change your brush head again. They'll ship you new replacement heads for every 6 months so you're never stuck using a worn down brush head. The design is very sleek. It's modern, aesthetically pleasing, and it comes in trend-driven seasonal colors. And it looks great on your bathroom counter. Get 15% off your Bruges toothbrush kit and the refill plan when you use promo code TOAST at Bruges.com. That's 15% off using promo code TOAST at Bruges.com.
Amazing. Sign on, be orally superior.
I really liked orally sound better.
Okay. You could be orally sound.
Oh, okay. But then you're superior to me.
That's true, because you're just sound.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, our first story, such exciting news. The U.S. Olympics gymnastics team 2021 Tokyo Olympics has been announced. Last night was the final night of Olympic trials, and we have Simone Biles, Sunisa Lee, Jordan Chiles, and Grace McCallum will compete as the team, while Jade Carey and Michaela Skinner, also known as Kaylor Skinner, will compete as individuals at the Tokyo Olympics. And also, in watching last night, for this Olympics, they changed the way that they chose the team. Usually they choose like five, and you wouldn't compete for like, you wouldn't have a trial for like just to be an individual,
right?
So they switched it up for this year, and they already didn't like it, and they're going back to it for Paris in 4 years, but this is what how it will be this year.
Okay. I mean, I watched Friday and Sunday, like, I'm so invested. I think everyone knew that Simone Biles was of course going to come in first in the trials and was no doubt going to Tokyo. Suni, like, literally this weekend was kind of all about Suni Lee. She is sickening. Like, talk about someone who just made no fucking mistakes, like, so consistent. And there was actually a lot of mistakes being made. Simone fell off the bounce beam. A lot of people fell off the bars. Somebody couldn't finish, Emily Lee couldn't finish her floor routine because she, like, face planted. Like, there was so, like, USA, and they said this like on the telecast a million times, Nastia Liugin was one of the broadcasters.
Looking,
she was so
sickening
good
in Zimmerman.
She was so good. They basically said, like, if you're on Team USA, like, you're pretty much guaranteed to win a medal. Like, USA is so dominant in women's gymnastics. So I'm not worried about the team, but I did see a lot of flops, and I just think they're going to camp now, and like, we need to tighten up some of those loose ends.
I agree, but I would also, I'm happy to
as
see,
I say judgmentally from
no,
my couch.
I know, it's like, you can't critique any sort of Olympian, like, as we just like sit on the couch, like, we can't even walk to our studio. Like, we're the laziest people on earth.
100%.
But I'm glad, I feel like if everything was so on point and perfect at the trials, it kind of like leaves, you know, for things to go wrong at the Olympics. So if they're going to make mistakes, I'd rather do it in the trials.
100%. Simone was actually, she did like a post competition interview, and she was like super disappointed in herself. Like, she didn't perform at the level that she wanted to, but she still came in first. Like, that's just what happens when you're so elite, like, top of your game, best in the world. Like, I'm really not worried about,
like,
Simone.
The difficulty scores are so high that she has so much room to
for error
because she's already performing at like just such a different level.
And she's kind of like the Ali Raisman of the last Olympics, because Ali Raisman was like the grandma. She was the one who had been before. She was the oldest. And Simone was like, that's me now. Like, I'm going to impart wisdom on everyone. But what's interesting about all the girls is Michaela Skinner, who the last Olympics made it as an alternate and never got to compete. And I think that was like devastating for her because it was kind of like the end of her traditional gymnastics career. And she went to college to compete and then decided to try one last time. And she got COVID. She got pneumonia. Like, she's been through a lot. And she made it as an individual. And she's 24, which is obviously very young, but I think in gymnastics, like, it's like modeling. Like, you have a very short span of when you can compete at that level.
Yeah.
And so this was kind of her last chance.
Her story was really interesting and inspiring. Also, Simone Biles is 24.
Yeah, so Simone Biles was like, I'm the grandma.
Yeah.
But Michaela Skinner hasn't competed in the Olympics yet.
Yeah. Yeah. So then there were also four alternates. So it really did feel like a lot of the people that you saw like are still going to the Olympics.
They're getting on the plane, yes, but a lot of them won't even be touching the tarmac, you know?
Yeah, yeah. No, they'll touch the tarmac, but they won't touch a mat.
The floorboards.
Yeah, the vault.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Also, what I found to be so sad and I didn't realize was that the parents can't go to the Olympics this year. They're
what?
Not because of the COVID ban. Like, they're not allowed to travel to the Olympics. So they have to watch from home. And I just think that that is like
horrible.
So wrong.
So many of the Olympians are so young and like they... Oh, that's really upsetting.
Really, really. Like, for so many different reasons. Like, for the parents who have put their whole lives...
on hold.
But, like, for 20 years, like...
Do you know how expensive it is to train someone right, and get them to the Olympics?
Right, and this is, like, the pinnacle of everything you've been working for. You don't even get to be there. You have to watch from home like us. Which is horrible.
Everyone should get at least one person. But also, like, agreed. Their mom, like...
For the girls competing, like, some of them are really young. And, like, yes. To travel internationally on your own, especially, like, knowing what we know about U.S. gymnastics and how they don't protect
the girls. 100%.
I'm not really not here for this decision.
No, you're right. And there were, like, girls. I don't know what the minimum age is, but there were girls competing who didn't make the team but could have, who were, like, 16.
Yeah.
I think at that point you have to have a parent travel with you, correct?
They didn't say anything about that.
That's crazy. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
So let's go through everyone who made it, because of course Simone Biles, like, we knew she was going to make it, the GOAT. Suni Lee was like really a star, and I feel like she will bring lots of glory home for our country.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan Chiles was making me hysterically cry. Like, she was just, she's, that's why Ben was like, why are you so obsessed with watching the Olympics? I'm like, because you're literally watching people's dreams come true. And like, Jordan Chiles is the epitome of that. Like, she almost gave up in 2016. She was just like over it, but she continued, and like now she made it and she was like so happy, and her and Simone are like best friends. They like train at the same facility. Like, it was so cute and so inspiring, and like, she's like, all these girls, like, they're such good role models for young women. Like, it was so inspiring, and when she cried, like, I was crying.
Yeah, no, she did amazing. Like, yeah. Every routine, I only watched last night, not Friday night. Every routine was so on point, and I think even though she came in third and only the top two were confirmed to go, like, you know, like the announcer said, like, Jordan's going.
Going, yeah.
So it was really the fourth spot that was like, who will it go to?
It was really between Michaela Skinner and Grace McCallum. Grace McCallum had like 0.02 of a point higher. To be honest, I watched both nights and I don't even remember much about Grace McCallum. She was just kind of like consistently good.
That's what you like to see.
Yeah, so she was probably like a really good selection. I'm sure Michaela Skinner wanted that spot. Position, but at least she got one.
She's going, yeah. And the more the merrier.
100%.
I think it worked out really well that we have like six girls going and then four alternates.
Yeah, Jade Carey, who was the second individual spot, earned that spot like months ago.
Yeah,
she won like a national title and she won all these different competitions that basically guarantee you one of the individual spots. So she was like competing these last 2 days pressure free.
Yeah, must be nice.
Must be nice, because you could tell a lot of the girls were like quaking, and really some of them buckled under the pressure.
Oh my god, it's so much pressure.
Oh my god, I can't even imagine. First of all, you're in a stadium that was full, 20,000 people, so that in and of itself is scary. You're also being televised on basic cable. Even more scary. Then what's at stake? Literally, for a lot of girls, this is their one and only chance to make it to the Olympics. And after this, they're just going to, you know, move on with their lives.
I was thinking last night, and obviously, you know, I'm no Olympian, so I can't say. But I actually think that Olympic trials might, there might be even yes. more at stake than the Olympics. Because once you're at the Olympics, like, you are an Olympian.
Yep.
I think, and you know, you're there to just, like, obviously to win, but to perform and have fun. And it's like... But to imagine working your whole life to be at the Olympic trials and not make it to the Olympics, like, your journey ends here. I would think that there's more pressure to just get to that Olympics.
I thought the same thing. I think that the trials are definitely scarier, because once you make it to the Olympics, you are officially an Olympian for life. And of course, you're going to try your best and do your best. But there's definitely, I think, less pressure, 100%.
Yeah. I wonder, like, if any, you know, Olympians are out there. Emma.
Yeah, we have one toaster Olympian who's going to Tokyo. We knew that.
Let us know if the trials you think have more pressure than the games.
Well, there was also a lot of drama in the track and field, kind of harking back to what we were talking to earlier, the heat wave. They postponed it 3 hours because they were not going to make people run. It's happening in, I want to say, Oregon.
Okay.
And it was like 112 degrees. So they, of course, were not going to make the athletes run, puts them in danger. So they ended up pushing it back like a bunch of hours. So that sucks. I imagine you're so geared up to like try and go to the Olympics and then like you have to wait 4 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that does suck.
So that is the Olympics coverage. We, of course, will be keeping you abreast on all Olympic things. This is your reminder to order your red, white, and blue outfits like from Amazon and stuff. Like, Because the Olympics is almost here.
Yeah, almost here. Really, really exciting. I'm glad that I watched last night. Like, now I'm familiar with the girls, their strengths, mm-hmm. what we should be looking out for.
Yeah, and I've been watching a lot of track and field. I know I mentioned that to you. And honestly, it's so crazy to me that, like, the women run in underwear. And, like, I haven't been able to stop thinking about it. Like they're fully wearing underwear.
Yeah.
Well, and I guess it makes sense. It's, like, the most aerodynamic. It's like a Speedo, like a really tight pair of undies. I just can't get over it.
No, I know, because, like, that would never happen for you or I.
No.
To run.
No, and, like, if you want me to run, like, you've got to give me, like, a pair of leggings. Anti-chafing biker shorts.
100%.
And then also what I was thinking is, like, the gymnast, to me, I think, and I'm not putting down other athletes, but I do think, as far as Olympic sports goes, gymnastics is the most difficult. One, because you're not mastering one sport. You're mastering vault, bars. It's four. Mm-hmm. It's just... I don't feel like I need to explain myself. I feel like it is the most difficult Olympic sport. And they're wearing full glam. Like, I couldn't get over it. Like, they were wearing eyelashes. Their hair was in, like, these fancy braids and buns and gold eyeshadow. And I'm just like, damn, like, if I have to do something, like, really seriously, like, I can't wear any makeup. Like, I can't explain it. Like,
no, I was actually thinking about the glam, and it must be really fun, like, for them to be able to express themselves in that way. Like, and I feel like the glam will actually even be stepped up at
100%
the Olympics, you know, and I think that's a really fun way to express yourself.
I don't think, like, I kept
thinking, like, you're on television, of course you're gonna wear makeup.
Yeah, but, like, I just felt like some of their buns were not secure, and it was, like, making me nervous, because I'm like, if that was me, I would literally need an entire bottle of gel and, like, 8,000 elastics.
Some of the buns were stressing me out, because they also felt, like, a little, like,
floppy.
Yeah, like, bouncing back and forth. But I think, you know, for the girls, it was the best bun for them.
You know, I trust them that they're securing their buns. I was just like, that does not look secure.
Yeah, no, I feel you. I really am looking forward to see the hair and makeup at the Olympics gymnastics.
Do you think they
should
do it themselves?
I do.
Me too.
I do think they do it themselves. Because they want to feel like themselves.
Yeah, maybe not in Tokyo, though. Like, they are focused on other
things. I don't think they have hair and makeup.
Well, if their parents can't come, hair and makeup can't come.
100%, right. I would hope not.
Yeah. So we'll obviously keep you abreast. I don't know what other trials are coming up, but I'll find out and I'll...
And Claudia will let us know.
The Olympics report doesn't stop here, don't worry.
Yeah, but it's not full Olympics coverage until you have pink eye.
Totally.
Okay, you ready for our next
BRB, gotta go fart on my pillow.
LOL, Theo could do it for you.
100%.
He probably already does.
Definitely.
Are you ready for our next story, switching gears into some celebrity news?
Sure.
Cardi B is pregnant, expecting her second child with husband Offset. There's another baby on board for Cardi B and Offset. The rapper announced on Sunday that she's pregnant with their second child, sharing a nude photo of herself covered in white paint and cradling her baby bump. Hashtag number two. Well, no, I'm sorry. Number two.
Hashtag two. Sorry,
like, because the hashtag is...
Well, actually, there's really no way to know what she meant.
Yeah.
Was pound, it number two?
Or was it pound?
Ooh. Or was it tic-tac-toe?
That's you a good never question. Know.
See, when I saw this, I was first so happy for her because I just love Cardi. But then I was also confused because I was like, we went back and forth so many times with Cardi and Offset breaking up, getting divorced, separated, getting back together, that I got, like, the Khloe and Tristan effect, and, like, I no longer, like, kept up with whether or not they were together. So
yeah.
If you had asked me, like, 2 days ago, are Cardi B and Offset still together, I would have said I have no idea. So I guess this was her way of letting us know they're still together and they're expecting a child, and I think that's wonderful. Love to see a growing family.
Yes, and they performed at the BET Awards, and she showed off her belly.
Oh, that's cute. That's one of my favorite pop culture moments of all time is when Beyonce performed Love on Top, which is such a stunning song. Like, and I actually feel like as a society, we don't really talk about that song enough. And then Beyonce performed it and opened her blazer and she had, like, a little baby bump. And it was just, like, kind of, like, the most stunning thing I've ever seen in my life. And this is very much giving me that type of energy.
Yeah, definitely. Great energy to be giving off.
Yeah. I actually go back on YouTube and, like, watch that video, like, maybe once a year.
Oh, that's good. An annual rewatch.
You know how, like, when you go down, like, a YouTube rabbit hole, there's, like, five videos you, like, always watch?
Yeah.
That's one of them. Fifth Harmony, like, right after they graduated from X Factor and before they had, like, their own original music, they used to put out these covers on YouTube, and some of them are so stunning. They did a cover of Red by Taylor Swift. It's Gorgina. They also did a cover of Ed Sheeran's Lego House. So each video, like, a different girl chose the song, you know?
Oh, cute.
So Camila Cabello was the one who chose Lego House, and then, like, she kind of made it, like, her thing. And I feel like it was maybe Allie who chose Red by Taylor Swift. They're all really good. I recommend you going down that rabbit hole. So that's, like, kind of where I start.
We're all really good.
I think we're all choosing really good songs. So everyone has like that playlist of things, and that Beyonce one is definitely also Beyonce singing in the back of the car in her documentary Listen from Dreamgirls. That's also on my list.
Nice. Okay, cool. Maybe you share your playlist with
us. What's on your list? Like, do you have like a go-to YouTube rabbit hole?
Like, not really. I don't spend as much time on YouTube as you. I'm so sorry.
You're missing out. Don't be sorry. I'm sorry for you.
And I'm sure if I thought long and hard about it, like, there's definitely moments and like music moments that I do tend to watch often, but I'm being put on the spot. And I can't think.
I also watch All Too Well performance at the Grammys. That's a really good one.
Oh, that is a good one. I love a Super Bowl. That's always. I would say that's my annual rabbit hole to watch like all the best Super Bowl performances.
That's a really, really good answer.
Thank you. Thank you, Claudia. That's really sweet.
You're welcome.
Are you ready for our next story?
Sure.
Something that you personally wanted to talk about.
Yes, I'm ready for this.
This was a Claudia request.
It's the weirdest story ever.
Courtney Love accuses Olivia Rodrigo of copying whole album cover. She says it was rude of her. Courtney Love is accusing Olivia Rodrigo of copying the cover of Hole's, H-O-L-E's, 1994 album, Live Through This, for a promo without giving her credit. The famed cover features a prom queen wearing a tiara and holding a bouquet of flowers, celebrating her big win as mascara has smudged below her eyes from crying. Rodrigo's image shows her wearing a tiara, holding a bouquet of roses, and traces of mascara running down her face. Okay, I hadn't looked at the two side by side.
They're super similar, like no doubt.
They're similar. I really don't think Olivia Rodrigo copied it.
Wait, just hold on.
Okay.
Courtney Love then posted this side-by-side on her Instagram with the caption, like, spot the difference.
Pound twinning.
Pound twinning, yes. Then Olivia Rodrigo commented, like, yes, like, live through this photo. It's, like, one of my favorites, whatever. Basically agreeing that it was a source of inspiration.
Oh, okay.
To which Courtney Love wrote the weirdest response back. Is it in that article? You have to read it. It's so funny.
Courtney
Love was like responding to people's comments on her Facebook page.
This one, Olivia, you're welcome. My favorite florist is in Notting Hill, London. DM me for deets. I look forward to reading your note.
Basically, like, you should send me flowers.
Stop.
My favorite florist is in Notting Hill. I'm looking forward to reading your note.
Oh my God.
So at first people were like, at first I thought her post was kind of innocent. Like, look, me inspiring the youth. Like, so cute.
Yeah.
Olivia's comment was so cute. I thought it was all good. And then that comment made me realize, like, she's butthurt about this. And then I guess that Instagram post she also shared to her Facebook page. And then she was from her official Facebook page
and someone
responding
said,
to a million people.
Someone said, I honestly can't tell if you're mad or not, bestie. And Courtney Love said, she didn't ask, so a bit of both. I dig manners.
So now it's like this overall question, which, by the way, Olivia Rodrigo did post a series of inspiration photos on her Instagram story where she got the inspiration for this photo. And most of it was from the movie Carrie.
Okay.
Which I think we can see, you know,
yes,
in the photo.
There you go, oh, yeah. Carrie.
So do I think that this photo was a source of inspiration? I do. They're really, really similar looking. But now it's like where, this is just like a question I feel like we talk about a lot. Like, where's the line between copying and inspiring?
Yeah.
And I feel like this album from 30 years ago, like, I don't know if you can really be copying an album from 30 years ago. Like, if it's that old, like, it's automatically inspiration, if that makes sense, you know?
Yeah, I do. I don't know. I don't think I have an official opinion on the matter.
No, me neither. I actually don't really care. I just, I think what's worth talking about here is Courtney Love, like, bullying an 18-year-old.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a weird way to go about it, for sure.
To get your point across.
Yeah, but they are similar.
Yeah, and you know
though,
what?
Like, a concept of a beauty queen, like,
crying is not the most original.
Yeah, it's not, like, it's a trope, you know, like.
Yeah, and if you look thus far at, like, all of Olivia Rodrigo's, like, imagery for her album, it's very much, like, angsty teenager. Like, in The Good For You, she's, like, lighting the gym on fire while she's in her cheerleading uniform. So there is this, like, high school theme.
High school rebellion.
And prom does happen in high school.
Yeah.
So I don't really feel like it's a big deal, but the comment about sending her flowers is so funny.
Yeah.
And I kind of love this, like, did I think this year we were going to get a Courtney Love versus Olivia Rodrigo knockout? No, I did not. Am I upset that we did? Absolutely not.
No, once again.
No, not at all.
Well, interesting beef of the day.
Beef, B-O-T-D.
Beef
Fuck
of
your
the
outfit
day.
Of the day. This is the beef of the day.
We need more beef of the day.
You know what else we need more of? Comfort.
Yes.
Stress relievers.
Yes.
Therefore, we need more by the logic theory.
Yeah.
Therefore, we need more hush blankets.
Yes.
Let's talk about the quality of your sleep. The reality is over 160 million Americans struggle with sleep, and Hush is here to help. Hush is a wide range of sleep essentials for every sleeper. Whether you're a hot sleeper or a cold sleeper, Hush has what you need to get the job done. They carry everything from pillows and sheets to their best-selling weighted blankets, which I have had for over a year. It is the best. And they even have their iced weighted blankets that keep you cool all night, because if you're a warm person, you get sweaty in your sleep. You might not think that a weighted blanket is the best one for you, but they have an iced weighted blanket, which literally the technology will keep you cool all night. If you're looking to improve your nightly rest naturally, Hush is the answer. They also give back. So they, from day one, they have donated 1 in 10 adult blankets and 1 in 5 kids blankets to those in need around the world. So you can feel good about your purchase. You're sleeping better knowing that everyone is sleeping better. So if you're looking to upgrade your sleep, head over to hushblankets.com and use the code TOAST for $40 off your next purchase. It's valid on all products. Again, that's hushblankets.com. The code is TOAST for $40 off. It's the biggest discount they offer, so make sure to check them out. You won't be sorry. Like, my weighted blanket is still in pristine condition, and I got it over a year ago. And it travels from, you know, my living room to my bedroom, and it's just fabulous.
It's a well-traveled blanket.
Yes, much like its owner.
100%. Okay, next story is a little Annie Live casting news that I'm so obsessed with. Like, I was already watching Annie Live, setting my DVR.
Jackie, okay, so before the show started, you were telling me the stories, and then you said, and then I have one Annie Live story, but I don't want to tell you what it is. I want to surprise you on camera. I thought you said Andy Live, like a Watch What Happens Live, like special.
Oh, well, no, honestly, I think this is more exciting.
Okay, actually, so we have Miss Hannigan.
We always have a Watch What Happens Live special.
Yeah,
we have Miss Hannigan, played by Taraji P. Henson. And now we have Daddy Warbucks.
Oh, okay, okay. Give me a clue.
Okay.
Is he bald?
No.
Okay, okay.
Actually, very nice head of hair.
Ooh.
Someone who I am always saying is, like, so underrated.
Jacob Tremblay?
No, Jacob Tremblay should play.
Kelly Clarkson?
No. But, like, okay. You're getting warmer.
Oh, I am? Like, Andy Cohen?
Sort of. No.
Okay, give me a different clue.
Okay. Someone who is so multi-talented. You probably, like... When you think of a multi-talent, like, you don't necessarily...
Ryan Seacrest?
No, you don't necessarily think of him. But then when you think about him, you're like, oh, he's done so many things.
Does he sing?
Yes.
Zac Efron?
No. Older.
Hugh Jackman!
No, close. Ooh, fuck. Close.
I'm so excited. Okay, close. Okay, so, like, musical theater, right? Like, who does singing?
Okay, I'll give you more clues. And in their roster of things that they've done, they can sing. They can host a daytime show.
Harry Connick Jr.
Harry Connick Jr.
Wow, that's really good.
Isn't that really good?
You do love Harry Connick Jr.
I just, like, I don't even know his music or anything. Me just
neither.
A few times that he's crossed my path, like, his talk show I thought was so good.
He was great on American Idol.
He was great on American Idol. Such good feedback.
Yeah, and just, like, a nice guy.
100%. And he's going to be amazing in Annie Live.
Here's a question. Is he going to shave his head?
I hope not. Who said Daddy Warbucks had to be bald?
Me! I said it.
I feel like Daddy Warbucks could
Sorry, have, I just wanted to be authentic.
Daddy Warbucks could have gotten hair plugs.
That's true. A lot of time has passed. Technology.
And, like, he has so much money. Why wouldn't he?
That's true. I mean, some people like to be bald, like, on purpose.
100%. But maybe Daddy Warbucks was feeling insecure. He said, I want me a nice set of hair.
Oh, I'm so happy. That's so good.
So far, we're 2 for 2 on casting. Like, I am so excited about Annie
So
Live.
Just remind me, because you know my memory is bad. So it's like a live TV thing?
Yeah, you know how like
Grease and Rent. Okay.
Yeah, but I think this has the makings of being fantastic.
That's really, and you like someone with a performing background. Like, it's a, like, to do those live performances, it is so much. Like, your timing has to be perfect. Your blocking has to be perfect. Your vocals have to be on point. Like, it's truly like being on Broadway.
Yeah.
They need Nick Jonas. He's really actually good at stuff like that.
He is, but who
can... But I don't know what role there is for him.
No, but maybe he'll be in, you know, another NBC Live production.
Because there's actually, like, a really short list of people in Hollywood who are appropriate for roles like this, who can act, sing, and dance, and who have a background in theater.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not for everyone.
No, it's not for everyone, but it is for Harry Connick Jr.
That is wonderful, wonderful news.
Thank
you. I'm very happy for him, and I'm really happy for us, because it looks like, I don't want to jinx it.
It looks like we have something to look forward to.
It looks like Annie Live is shaping up to be quite the production.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to who they cast as Annie, but I don't know that many child actors.
It'll be, I think, like, a new face, because we don't even, there's no obvious...
Yeah.
Young. Like, all the kids from Stranger Things are too grown now.
I'm not familiar with the space, so I don't think...
Even though that redheaded girl from Stranger Things, like, when she was younger, when the show first started, she would have been good.
Yeah.
Even though Annie's, like, really young.
Yeah, no, she's like
10.
Eight.
Oh.
I think she's, like, 8.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll get a confirmation on that, though.
It's super young. I do think that'll be a fresh face.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what camper nabs the role.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
It is exciting.
So I hope there's a role, a space for Jacob Tremblay.
I do hope so.
Me too. I do.
But maybe, why can't Annie be Anderson?
So true.
Anderson Live.
Or Andy. Andy. It sounds the exact same.
100%.
I thought you literally said we were talking about Andy Cohen. So we
That's so true.
Harry Connick Jr. Okay.
Okay, so we'll keep you updated on all the Annie Live casting news. This is your one-stop shop for Annie Live and Olympics coverage. And NBC is not even paying us.
Jackie, can I tell you something?
Sure.
I know why you're obsessed with Harry Connick Jr.
Share.
So when we were on The Breath, we like mentioned him once. I think we were talking about American Idol, how he's like really handsome and like a good judge. And then we were like, he has a daytime show. And like his producer reached out and gave us tickets. And literally the day she emailed us was the day his show got canceled.
Oh man, I don't even remember that.
You don't?
Not, it doesn't even ring a bell.
That's crazy. Maybe I'm making it up.
No, I'm not. I don't think you are. I don't think you would.
It's so tough to know, you know?
It's so tough to know.
And when you're not here to fact check, like you don't remember what I'm talking about, there's really no way.
Maybe you were going to surprise me with the tickets and no. So you never shared.
I mean, I don't have access to my old email anymore because I was fired, but if I did, I bet you I could find it. Or maybe she emailed me personally. Let me check. Hold on.
Okay.
How do you spell Connick?
C-O-N-N-I-C-K.
Harry? I'm telling you. N-N-I-C-K. It's not looking good.
I don't know like still how searching. That would come up on your phone.
Yeah, no. It's not. It's not here.
Okay. Well,
it is what it is.
Maybe we'll get tickets to Annie Live.
Yeah.
For being so like enthusiastic.
That'd be so cool. We're like literally the biggest supporters.
I agree. I haven't heard anyone else talking about it.
No, if it weren't for you, I literally would not even know that this is a thing. I mean, it is really early stages. Like the whole place hasn't even been cast.
They haven't even been rehearsing.
There's no Annie. Like, So I guess it makes sense why there's not like a ton of press.
Yeah, but still, we can be excited about something.
Of course, normalize being exciting about things. Like,
life is all about having things to look forward to.
100%. Because I actually woke up today and I was like, you know what? I'm not even going to complain that it's Monday. Like, we have a holiday. We have July 4th, and honestly, after this, we don't have anything till August for Labor Day.
But you know what? We do have in between the Olympics
and my birthday. Thanks for remembering. Yeah, like,
and you know what we have before Labor Day? Bruno's birthday. Now that's going to be something to celebrate.
Yeah, so all I'm saying is like life is all about just like getting to the next thing you have to look forward to. And currently we need to acknowledge the space that we're in. We have a bunch of like, you know, federal holidays coming up. We have a few days off of work. We have life experiences to look forward to. Normalize like planning your life around things you look forward to.
100%. I think a lot of people do either inadvertently or, you know,
advertently
or consciously, like us. Like I really think that's how I live my life, just like what's the next thing I'm going to be excited about, which is why I think COVID was so hard.
Yes,
because there was nothing to look forward to, and not even like the idea of like, okay, well in 6 months we have, like it was just a one big question mark.
No, and the things that like were the equivalent of what we're looking forward to, like we did like these fun Saturday night Zooms, like it was really hard to get excited about that.
Really, really hard.
Like painstakingly difficult.
Yeah. Are you ready for our fifth and final story? Something else to look forward to? A little podcasting news?
Is it the final story? Do-do-do-do-do. We can't be stopped. Do-do-do-do-do. No, no. Felt good. You know what? We kind of took the shame out of it, you know?
No, I feel so good about it. Like, I know people love it so much. And for me, like, this show is a journey. You know, we start out high, Good Morning Millennials. There's ups and downs. And like, by the fifth story,
peaks and valleys.
You could be fatigued. But that final story song is the serotonin boost that we need. I feel strongly.
No, and I feel like sometimes when you're listening to a podcast, you like kind of daze out and you like miss a couple minutes. But then this song brings you right back into the final story.
100%.
And the final story is usually pretty mindless. So
no, I feel like the final story is always, well,
business or food or
just like something that you can bring up at the dinner table. But this is actually just some more celebrity news, podcasting news. Tana Mojo nabs a multi-million dollar podcast deal. YouTube star Tana Mojo has nabbed a multi-million dollar podcast deal to launch and host a podcast called Canceled with Tana Mojo.
I think actually we have the trademark to the word canceled.
In partnership with the Paragon Collective and DWE Talent, Page Six can exclusively reveal. They're told Mojo's cast will cover pop culture and current topics and will feature influencers and celebrities talking with her in her newly built West Hollywood studio. She said, "I'm finally ready to talk about everything. And when I say everything, I mean everything. I've had many offers to do my own podcast, but now is the time to open up the vault."
I mean, I have recently become like intrigued by Tana Mojo. And I watch her YouTube videos.
Intrigued.
Yeah, I watch her YouTube videos, but they're so inconsistent. Like, she just doesn't have, I don't think, like a rhythm and a frequency and when she puts them out. So the thing with the podcast is that in order to be successful, like, you have to be really consistent. So I'm actually looking forward to having Tana content every single week.
Yeah.
Do you think she's going to film it and record it? Because I'm really a visual person. I love a web show.
I do feel like more people are filming and recording now.
I think like every major podcast does.
Yeah. So I hope that she does, because I, of course, would prefer to watch it as a video.
And that's because we were raised on iCarly.
Yeah. No, but also because like that's what we do, and we do it because that's what we would want to see.
Yeah.
Also, I became so deeply intrigued with Tana Mojo at one point that I watched the Jake and Tana show on MTV.
You did?
I watched the first episode, like, just
to see what was... No, it wasn't the Jake and Tana show. It was Tana Turns 21.
Yes, yes, yes. But Jake was on it.
Yeah, because they were married.
Yeah, Tana Turns 21. That was because they were married. Yes, exactly. Just to see what was going on in the world of Tana.
No, it's very intriguing. Like, she's kind of all over the place. And honestly, even the paparazzi team, Bryce, on God. Like, she... And she's... No, like, I'm telling you, like, I follow her on TikTok. I follow her on all these platforms. Like, I'm kind of obsessed. No, I'm, like, literally about to buy her OnlyFans.
Also, I listened to her episode of Call Her Daddy.
Oh, yeah.
And it was so good.
I watched it, too.
She has so much to say. Yes, I watched it. So much to say. So good. Like, I think this is a girl who can talk into a podcast. I think this is a no-brainer.
Me, too. I also think it's a girl who's, like, lived a lot and, like, grew up really fast and, like, could probably offer some insight into all of that. And she's, like, always going out. Like seeing people, meeting people. Like, she's... I feel like she has new stories. I'm surprised we haven't run out of shit to talk about when literally all we do is sit in our house. Like,
100%.
There's really not much content to talk about when you stare at your TV all day.
But we find a way, and it's never been an issue.
Because you want to know why? We were raised on Drake and Josh. I found a way. Speaking of, we didn't report, but last week he pled guilty.
Yeah.
Drake Bell to, like, endangering a child. And it came out that, like,
what
he was guilty of was engaging in an inappropriate relationship online with a 14 or 15 year old that sometimes, quote unquote, turned into a sexual nature.
But always online or IRL?
I believe it was always online.
Whoa.
Yeah. So that's the follow up. I'm still waiting on the follow up from the Josh Duggar case, but that one is a case for the FBI, literally. So I think it'll be a little while longer before we figure out what happened.
Yeah. Your nails look amazing.
Thank you so much.
I've been admiring them this whole time, and I just felt like interrupting you to let you know that.
I love being interrupted, and I love being given compliments.
So they're not press-ons.
They are.
What?
Yes. I'm telling you. I've been telling you guys about Chill House. They're the best press-on nails. This is not sponsored. I now get targeted for press-on nails.
I get targeted for Chill House just because I'm your sister.
And I'm open to other companies, and I found this really cute one, and you could customize everything. $90 for a set of press-on nails that you have to take off in the end and throw them out. These are $16. Like, you literally cannot put a price on it.
Those look better than any ones you've ever done.
No,
I
know.
It looks like you're, like, Snitch and you went to Gloss Lab and you asked for a cool French manicure.
I know. Like, literally, I'm obsessed. Like, nobody listens. And by the way, I put these on before Vegas and not one has fallen off. I did a really good job applying them. Sometimes I do, like, a shitty job. You want me to get these for you?
I would try them.
Yeah.
They're really cool.
And you could file them. So, like, some of mine are a little long. I need to, like, file them down.
They look excellent.
They give you, like, a little buffer. And I didn't even know, because I'm so new to the press-on game. You can file a press-on nail and make it the shape that you want, make it shorter, make it skinnier. Like, it's so customizable.
That's really cool.
No, I'm obsessed.
They look amazing.
Thank you so much. Let's dive into the TV recap, because I have a few things I want to talk about, which is brought to you by Honey. We all shop online, and we've seen that promo code field taunt us at checkout. But thanks to Honey, manually searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past, because Honey is a free shopping tool that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your cart. Honey supports over 30,000 stores online. They range from sites that sell tech and gaming products to popular fashion brands. I've used it for clothes, for makeup, for tech. Like, I've used it on everything. I've been using Honey since before they were a sponsor, because the toasters told me about it. It's literally free money. Like, just do it. Mm-hmm. Basically how it works, you're shopping online. When you check out, Honey will drop down and all you have to do is click apply coupons and they'll do all the work for you. They scour the internet, find the best code that'll save you the most money. And it's actually no brainer, because if you don't do it, you're just, like, wasting money.
No, literally. If you like to shop, or some would say if you like to invest,
yeah,
you need Honey. I recently even just was buying makeup online. Honey hooked it up, promo codes, free samples, everything of the sort.
So it's free to download when you go to joinhoney.com/toast. So if you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out on free savings. It's free and installs in a few seconds. By getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting the toast when you go to joinhoney.com/toast. That's joinhoney.com/toast.
Love it. Thank you for that, Claudia.
Okay, so I watched all of Working Moms season 5 on the plane to Vegas. It was, there's such short episodes and it's 10 episodes. I love the show. I really, really do. I felt like some of the seasons have been better than others. This one was really good, except it's one of those seasons where you're watching one of the main characters just like go down a dark path and like make all the wrong choices. So I can't remember any of the women's names. Anne, who is like not a main character, but she's always been my favorite. It was kind of like her season. Like she gets this book deal and she's just like making bad choice after bad choice after bad choice. Like, spoiler alert, she's a psychologist and she starts like hanging out in a bad crowd in this new town she moved to. And then she gets her book deal and she's just like making bad decisions. It was just like really frustrating to watch. And I hate shows like that where it's like everything goes wrong before it has to go right, you know? But it's just like a really good show. It's such a weird show. It's like Canadian and it's like not even popular, but I love it. And Netflix like brought it to the States. It's very like Schitt's Creek vibes in that sense. It's really good. I actually think you would like it.
You guys told me about it.
Olivia
once.
Loves it.
Yeah.
And Olivia loves it because she's a working mom.
I put on season one once and 5 minutes in, I didn't like it, but I didn't give it a chance, to be honest.
It's easy and fun. I wouldn't say it's something you have to watch.
Okay.
But I do enjoy it.
Okay. Thank you for the honesty.
Then I watched Too Hot to Handle. And it's really, I like forgot about it. It's such a good show, but it's really interesting to watch. Now that the show got so popular, it's harder to trick them. Because remember, the first day they get there, they think they're going on like a Love Island type of show. Yeah. And that they're just going to be fucking and drinking all weekend. I mean, all summer. And it was harder to trick them. So this time they went to extreme lengths. They told them they were going to be on this show called Parties in Paradise. They had a fake host who was Jeff Dye. Is that the guy Chris and Cavallari
was dating?
Yes.
Yeah.
So he's like the fake host until the robot comes and, you know, fucks everything up. And I thought it was so interesting. They had to really go out of their way to not let people think it's at a new location. Like,
yeah.
Because the show is so popular, it was easy to trick them the first time.
Yeah, no, but that sounds like they were able to trick them again. There are so many reality shows.
Yeah, and they really went to like extra lengths to fool the people, and I think that they were all like 100% fooled.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was really well done, and the Jeff Dye of it all was like just too many pop culture intersections happening for me. It was overwhelming. I'm only two episodes in, but there's a lot of like really, really pretty girls and really hot guys. Obviously, that's the point of the show.
That they are too hot to handle.
Yeah, and it's good. I don't know if it's going to be as chaotic because I don't get the vibes from anyone yet that they're just like willing to break the rules. Like that was like Francesca and that girl Haley. Like they were just like fucking shit up for everyone.
Yeah.
There's really, I'm not getting that energy, but I'm only two episodes in. So there might come along, you know, they do send new people, right?
I don't know.
I have like a vague recollection of like three people showing up on a boat last
season. Yeah.
So you never know. And we just are getting to know these people, but it's an interesting crowd. And I like that they cast people from all around the world. So it's like really different vibes, personalities, cultures. Like it's really a good way of doing a show. There's like people from Florida and there's people from Ireland. Like it's good. And I think you'll enjoy it. It's really like a good show. And Netflix does reality TV very, very well.
Yeah, it's easy watching.
It's such easy watching. Mm-hmm. I'll finish the first draw probably today.
Okay, maybe I will too, though I have to finish Nature of Fragile Things. I'm really like looking forward to finishing it. I'm not like just trying to speed read. I really want to enjoy it because it's so good. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just a good, hearty book.
And is it? Let me check my watch. Is it too late to
no.
become a redhead? No, I'm worried.
It's not too late because it's never too late to become a redhead. Thank ever. God. If you think like, no, redhead's not for me, I don't read. Why not? Treat yourself. Read an amazing book. Change your perspective on some stuff.
Change your perspective on things.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I watch. You have any TV you want to recap? Or no, is that our show?
I think that is our show. I tried to start something on Thursday night before I went away. A period piece. And I was just, it wasn't for me. It was called The Collection. It was like post-war Paris. And I was just like, nah. I watched the first episode enough to be like, nah.
Well, that is our show, you guys. Happy Monday. And I hope you all have a great day. Thank you so much for listening to The Morning Toast, The Millennial Morning Show, where we deliver the fast five stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching this on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast anywhere. Podcasts can be found.
Anywhere.
Anywhere. So that's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places. So wherever you listen to podcasts, find us Morning Toast, leave a 5-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and smart we are. Hope you guys have an amazing day. We'll see you tomorrow for Tuesday's show and more positive vibes.
Yes, for sure. Goodbye. 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 Goodbye.